In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does anybody have any Brock Purdy questions left? Since we're talking about great questions.
That's a great question.
Thank you. I'd love to see. Okay. No, it was. I want to see if any of you have any great questions left about Brock Purdy. I feel a little bit on an island over here.
Well, I just wonder, when you look at Brock Purdy and you think about all the things, and we ran through it last year, well, Can he win a big game on the road? Can he lead a team back? Can he this? Can he that? Can he do this? Can he do that? And he checked just about every box other than the one that 98% of all quarterbacks have been unable to do, which is, can he win the Super Bowl?
Sure.
So if that's really the only question, and that's kind of a cheapo, to be honest, because if you look around the NFL right now, I think there are five, maybe six quarterbacks active who have actually won a Super Bowl, and that might include Joe Flacco, presuming he has a gig. I'm not sure if he even does.
I think he's backing up on the Colts.
Okay, so he's got a gig.
Which, can, by the way, in the history of ever, has there ever been a mobility drop-off that would happen if Anthony Richardson got hurt and the Colts trot Joe Flacco out?
That's a pretty mobility drop-off, pretty big.
Am I right on that, Grandy? Is Flacco backing up in Indy? Is that right? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the case.
Point being, if that's the only question you have about Brock Purdy, then go ahead and hopefully wait until February and see if that's answered.
Thank you.
Flacco's
back.
And you got Russ, who's still playing. He's got one. Mahomes, obviously. You've got Stafford. You got Aaron Rodgers. And you're running out of quarterbacks who are playing who have one. So if that's really your only question about Brock, then so be it. I think you can nitpick on, you know, can he really throw the ball down the field consistently? Well, they don't, so you're not going to find out. Can he make all the throws? Yeah. Can he win games almost every time? Yeah. So I don't know where questions are. I'd be interested to hear what people have among questions.
There's a reason I'm asking, although you just said something that I would like to give you an analytics update.
Okay.
Sometimes what gets me is that what I hear people say as like the, well, here's what we know about Brock Purdy. Like, do you want him to push the ball down the field? Because the Niner offense doesn't do that. They don't? Are you sure? Brock Purdy, and, you know, you can find an analytics sort of stat for everything. But in terms of what is termed aggressive throws.
Man, air yards.
Fourth in the league just last week. And so... I understand that people think that, oh, they don't go vertical. Right, they don't necessarily go vertical, but tune in and watch if you can. Like, tune on Red Zone and watch how many quarterbacks in the NFL are just like, boop, boop, boop. Like, they're dropping back, and it's like, get the ball out of your hand, and let's go to the tight end. Let's go to the running backs. Let's get the ball out of here as quickly as possible. A lot of the rookies were doing that, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. The reason I bring it up is twofold. One, I do think that a lot of people have said over the last year, yeah, wait till he has to play without Christian McCaffrey. And then he did, and the Niners looked great, and he moved the ball eight consecutive scoring drives. But there's also this. So our old friend Brian Hoyer, former 49er quarterback, most recently was back with the New England Patriots. He was a guest on Peter Schrager's on the season podcast, and they got into the 49ers, and I thought this was great content. Listen to Brian Hoyer break down the quarterback position for the 49ers and what he sees Brock Purdy do in said position.
Brock Purdy is Kyle's avatar out on the field. And Kyle, you know, he would talk, because so much for me was about the game plan. He's like, don't worry about it. I'll call the play at the right time.
I got it.
And that made me nervous because it's like, I want it to be in my hands. I want to know, I want to change the play at the line of scrimmage. That's just how I learned, you know, professional football. But, you know, he's had Purdy from the infancy stage and he's molded him exactly how he wants him. And when I watch Brock play, I realize that's exactly the guy. And I think even Jimmy, you know, Jimmy had success with Kyle, but, you know, Jimmy would ad lib at times. And I think that would drive Kyle insane. And Kyle's found a guy in Brock who literally, if Kyle said, hey, Brock, on this play, I want you to take a 5-step drop and throw it out of bounds to the left, Brock would say, okay, coach, and he would do it. And it's been really, and like you said, it's not an insult. It's believing in your coach, believing in the system.
Okay, so Brock Purdy, if Kyle said drop back, 5-step drop, hit your back leg, and huck it out of bounds, Brock would be like, you got it.
Yeah, that's what the play called for, and I have faith in Kyle, so I'll go ahead and do that. And, you know, maybe I won't totally get it because now it's 2nd and 10, but I did what you wanted, coach. Maybe if Brian Hoyer would have adhered to what Kyle wanted, he wouldn't have gone 0-6 as the Niner starter.
Was that the record?
0-6.
Oh.
Yeah, 58% completion, and it was a scuffle. It's not like it got turned around immediately when Jimmy came, but they did finish the year pretty good. I think they won, their last 5. But
yeah, but he could speak to it. He's like, Jimmy drove Kyle nuts sometimes because he'd just be like, I'm going to go out. Do you remember when Jimmy got thrown in there after the Trey Lance injury and people took it as a shot at Kyle because Jimmy was like, it was fun because there's like no game plan. So I could go out there and just kind of wing it. And it's like at the time, I remember people were like, yeah, come on, Kyle. Like, let the guy be a football player. See, he's good. Let him do some things. And it was the very next week, it was 7 days later, that he walked out of the back of an end zone in the Denver Stadium.
Yeah, doing his own thing.
Doing his own thing.
Yeah.
This one's doing his own thing. Yeah. So I loved hearing that from a guy who's actually been a quarterback under Kyle Shanahan. And you wonder why this looks so much better. You like lockstep. You have somebody who's going out there and will do exactly what he's asked to do. And I also think that whole thing, I mean, that speaks well of Kyle Shanahan. I know people want to call it arrogance, but look at what it looks like when you have someone that will just go do what Kyle asks him to do. Look at the results.
Right, which is know the play and make the pre-snap read. And if the pre-snap read doesn't fit with what we're trying to run, feel free to not, you know, audible out of this play. Stick with the play and then go to your secondary and then your tertiary reads. And I trust you, everything's going to work out. Instead of like Brian Hoyer saying, you know, I'm used to changing the plays and calling my own. So I get to the line and it's Omaha, Omaha. We're running something else, but what Kyle wants you to do is just run the damn play.
Yeah.
And if option A is not open and B's not, you know what? Option C is going to be open because I'm Kyle flipping Shanahan and I scheme people open on one. Ready, break. So, yeah, and that's what Brock did on Monday night. He was not spectacular. I was looking at the Pro Football Focus numbers. He was the highest rated Niner on offense. I think he had like an 88 or an 89.
Higher rated than Jordan Mason.
Trent Williams is 2. Jordan Mason was like 4th or 5th.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's slow Pro down. Football Focus and their player ratings.
Some people want to blow that off. Others use it for
it's
something.
It's a thing. I think
say that slowly again.
Brock Purdy was number 1, Mark, and he was like 7 points higher than Trent Williams, who was number 2.
I'd like people to stop telling me that he wasn't spectacular on Monday. That's what I would like.
I mean, PFF. I mean,
why?
Well, it's kind of like plus minus in basketball. I'll use it when it helps my argument, and when it doesn't, I will poo-poo it.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm using it when it helps my argument.
That's why I'm trying to poo-poo it, because I was the one who said, he's fine.
Why am I not allowed to be incredibly impressed by Brock Purdy on Monday night?
You're allowed to be. And, you know, Pro Football Focus is saying that you're right because he graded out at like an 88 or an 89. He did, of the 29 dropbacks, he was probably 27 for 29 on doing the right thing and making a good throw.
Well, he completed what, 20 of 29?
Yep.
Okay. And then he had two drops.
Sure.
Okay. And then
the Juszczyk overthrow.
Yeah, he overthrew Juszczyk.
And the Saubert into double coverage.
Saubert into double coverage, I would argue, are his only two like true misfires.
Yeah.
I can remember one to Debo that a defender got a fingertip on.
There was the early one to Debo where they were not on the right page.
Right.
Remember Debo stopped and he threw
it. He hucked it way over his head. Yeah.
So who knows where that falls. But
so there's four of his incompletions, or I guess six if you count the two. That's six of the nine incompletions right there.
Yeah, none of them. The one, and Kyle talked about it today, I think, in the press conference or maybe yesterday, where it was the one to Saubert that he was like, you know, he probably shouldn't have done
probably
that.
Probably shouldn't have thrown that.
But Kyle also said, I like the fact that he just let it rip because he's got that confidence. He saw it and he let it rip. But Kyle would probably give him a higher grade than even PFF. Kyle was raving about how he played.
You know who Kyle would give a higher grade on Purdy then? Mark Grandy.
Bum, bum, bum. Grandy's grade.
He gave him a B+. I think you need to up it. I tried to tell you yesterday, that's too low.
Part of the grading curve is the expectation that you have, and he was an MVP finalist last year.
That's fair.
You're grading him on an extremely, extremely difficult scale.
But what I tried to ask you this yesterday, and I still don't feel like I've gotten a straight answer, which is what did you want him to do that he didn't do? Like he has to, I understand what your expectation is. Except for, are you telling me that needs to be like fantasy numbers?
Well, just because he didn't need to go crazy for the Niners to win the game. Like, I'm not saying that Kyle Shanahan needed to give Brock Purdy the opportunity to go out and throw for 400 yards and three touchdowns when they were averaging 5 yards per carry. But because they were averaging 5 yards per carry and they were getting everything done on the ground, doesn't mean that them putting up 32 points was solely because of the quarterback.
I didn't say that, but I'm mad at myself now. Now I'm mad at myself that I didn't stand on a podium a little harder yesterday. I still want, if you're going to downgrade him to a B+.
I'm
downgrading
him down
to a B+.
Yeah.
I need to know what it is that was a demerit. I don't want to know what he could have done that he didn't have to do. I want to know what the demerit was.
A's are reserved for amazing performances, and Brock Purdy wasn't amazing. He was good.
Okay, well, now you got to give me all the people you gave A's to. They were all amazing? They were all amazing?
I'm not saying that any quarterback got an A this week.
You gave the skill position players a flat A, and Brandon Ayuk dropped two balls. Those are demerits. What did Brock do that made you go, I'm taking 5 points off
for that?
What
if the skill position player did anything wrong?
Why is Brandon Ayuk not involved in your grading?
He is. Everyone else would have gotten an A+.
I just, again,
A+.
As a teacher, if a grade goes down, it's because there was a demerit. That sentence you wrote right there, that's a run-on sentence.
C is an average grade.
Correct.
A+ is the best thing you could possibly do.
I didn't ask you to give him an A+.
B+ is still pretty darn good.
What's the demerit?
It's that he didn't do the exceedingly difficult thing.
Wasn't asked to.
That doesn't mean that he gets the grade because he didn't even attempt the exceedingly difficult thing.
You're grading him on an assignment that you didn't give him.
I just think we have a disagreement in how we grade
him. And that's fine. But like, again, I need to, if you're going to give him something less than an A, I need to know which sentence he wrote that had grammatical errors. He was fantastic on Monday night.
Had your chance yesterday.
I know. I'm mad at me. Mad at you, Grandy. I'm mad at me.
Mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
And I accept that.
It's a classic parental line, Grandy.
But you're right.
Yeah.
I deserve it because I know what I said in the stands. The people who were sitting next to me will back me up. I said that night, I'm like, my God, he is just... he's in complete control out here. I was overly impressed. And then I got here, and because, there were no touchdown passes, and I know my reputation, Mr. Homer over here.
Tied for last in the NFL among touchdown passes.
Vincent, thanks, Brandon.
Vincent Talley on the YouTube chat, $5 for this. Grandy, even Nick Wright gave Purdy an A for his game. Nick Wright, that's his biggest hater.
That burns a little bit, Grandy.
Boy, he said his name twice like he was Matt Steinmetz.
And he wrote Nick Wright in all caps the second time.
Nick Wright. Nick Wright.
Yeah, Nick Wrong, quite frankly.
Not on this one.
Well, you have your guys.
John Sell.
You don't like mentioned on the show. That's one of my guys I don't like mentioned on the show. I think he's he's just not my favorite.
That's fine.
Brock Purdy, number one, according to PFF, Pro Football Focus, among quarterbacks in week one.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rank one of 32, Brock Purdy.
Number one of 32.
Brock Purdy.
B plus.
Yeah, it's a bad week for quarterbacks.
Okay.
I stand behind my man, Mark Grandy.
Okay.
He likes it rough.
Okay. What's the demerit? If you gave me a B plus, if I was a student and you did that, I'm showing up to office hours. Not because I'm going to argue with you.
Do you have to be a homer?
Yes. You have to tell me what I did wrong. You can't simply say you didn't do what wasn't even out there.
Well, there was plays out there. Debo on the opening drive, overthrow Juszczyk, and a hospital ball to Salbert.
How do you even, first of all, not a hospital ball. He didn't even get touched. Second of all, how do you know that wasn't Debo's fault?
Well, it's the quarterback. You're the one throwing the football. You're responsible for where the ball winds up.
I'm responsible for what my receiver does. If he cuts off a route, he's not supposed to cut off.
When you throw the ball, you're responsible for the throw. Okay. That's the very nature of the job.
So what grade would you give Brock Purdy in his performance then?
I'd give him an A.
So his demerit, those couple bad throws, is enough to take away an A+?
Well, I mean, now we're going to get into the whole A+ thing.
I'm going to fight it all year.
Yeah, like, I mean, A+, okay, fine. Yeah, he overthrew Juszczyk. The Salbert throw wasn't great, whatever. Like, yeah, well, I didn't say he pitched a perfect game, but, like, I feel like if you're going to give him demerits, you're taking points away for the stuff that, like, wasn't even there. We didn't ask him to go throw three touchdown passes. We didn't ask him to throw go routes. He was very, very good in just about everything that was called.
I know. Other than scoring touchdowns.
And
yeah.
What did Brian Hoyer just say? He is an extension better than anyone ever.
He's Kyle's avatar.
He went out and did what was called and did it at an A level.
You know who loves his performance more than Kyle Shanahan?
Who?
Jake Moody. Jake Moody.
He's going to win Special Teams Player of the Week.
That's 20 not... points thanks to your guy's inefficiency.
Oh,
thank you.
Good, good.
Your guy can't score touchdowns, so... The Moody
My guy
man.
Can't score touchdowns.
The Moody man, not
I got
the Moody
it.
Man.
I got it. So when McKivitz holds, that stops a drive for a field goal, that's Brock. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I think because Brock has to hold the ball so long, McKivitz got felt it. Like and stuff, okay. That he had to, you know, maybe hold on a little longer and stuff.
It feels like you're grading on a bit of a curve because Brock Purdy didn't necessarily need to do incredible things for the Niners to win the football game. Because he wasn't asked to do that, he should still get an A+. Meanwhile, a different quarterback with much lesser support around him has to do a whole lot more to get his team to the same level. He had a better day, but they get the same grade because what is asked of them is different.
I am grading the assignment that was assigned.
This was a severely less challenging assignment.
Doesn't matter. I've asked you like 8 times in the last 2 days to tell me what he did wrong.
You guys just talked about it all.
And like both of them, like the 2 or 3 things are like so minute that would be like, I'm taking 10 points off for missing a 2nd and 4 throw when the game was already decided. Like, again, I would show up at office hours and I wouldn't like call your boss. I would just be like, can you explain to me what I did wrong? Explain to me why you took that many points off.
Salbert, Juszczyk, Debo. Get out of my office.
You're taking too many points off for
class.
Those.
Well, it's up, you know.
Back to class. Office hours are not during class. That's why the teacher has them.
Yeah, but maybe you have class, or maybe you need to go get some class and stop knocking on my door.
Everybody knows I don't have class.
And I'll tell you what, if you come to my office hours with that, next assignment, you're getting double graded. You're getting the double grandy. We call it the double grandy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go GPD. GPD's on the line. What's up, Grandpa Daddy? What are you doing?
I'm driving home with a trailer hooked up to my truck and a bunch of lumber and concrete. But I tell you what, that is why you have Bluetooth headset, you know, and you hands free.
Drop set.
Can I just say this? Look, all this, the people who are like hating on Brock or grading him, like, they're drinking haterade and then they're regurgitating it. Okay, they're drinking haterade.
You know what that is, GPD? You know what that is, right? Tell Grandy when he regurgitates. What is that?
You're throwing it up.
Dang it! I'll handle it later. Go ahead, GPD.
Grandy, now look. You gotta look. Look. That pass to Debo. It was there. It just wasn't exactly 3 inches in front of him. He still could have caught that, dude. If you looked at it closely, he could have caught that. Okay, there's a couple things. I would give him an A, and I'm going to tell you what this is. Kyle is Yoda, and Brock is Luke Skywalker Jedi in training. Luke, I say you do this. Yes, you do. Don't you do that? Yes, you do. Okay, he's escalating to a Jedi. He will be there, man. Don't hate, participate. You guys, whoever's hating, love it, bro. You guys, look how good they did. Mark, I'm with you. I'm not a homer, but that was a beautiful game by Brock, man. How much more do you want? They're dissecting it like, oh, my God, I can't believe how bad they're dissecting it. Let me say this. You get out there and throw that ball and see how well you do. Right? You know what I'm saying, brother?
GPD, drive safe, man. We love when you call. And, oh, by the way, when you regurgitate Grandy, it is a regurgitation sensation.
Cha-ching!
The show was not going to go on unless somebody said it for crying out loud.
Yeah, acknowledged. Lord. Grandpa Yoda did not pick up on the cue there and deliver. But that's all right, GPD. We'll get you next time.
Not the best Yoda I've ever heard either. But he did call Grandy a hater.
Well, what was your GPA in high school and college? It sounds like you think B-plus is a bad grade.
By the way, very different in high school and college. It was very good in high school. And it was fine in college.
I mean, I was a tale of two cities.
Yeah,
tale of two cities. Great in Casa Grande. Marine Catholic cuffed me around. Junior college was great. 5 junior years at Northridge, not so great.
Not so great.
And then my flurry at SF State was actually solid.
Flurry!
Dude, seriously, my career was kind of like that of Baker Mayfield. some rough stops, but some success.
I think I was ranked 23rd in my senior class at San Mateo High School. We were...
And you had to settle for Cal Poly?
It wasn't 4.0, but it was like just south of 3.9. And then I went to college, and my mom got mad at me every single quarter because she's like, Mom, what are these grades? I'm like, Mom, I'm going to be a radio TV person. And they are never going to ask me my GPA ever again. So we're going to coast a little bit.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.